BFM.
It's really softened up and it's gone smooth.
Yes. One of the great things about BFM is the carpet isn't stuck down on the floor. There's graffiti everywhere. The headphones don't work. We just did the scramble to try and find a working pair of headphones before we went to air, didn't we?
It adds to the charm. I think it's what makes BFM the greatest radio station in New Zealand.
Special guest, Sonoy Jonas, in here this morning. Welcome.
Good morning.
Brand new EP out today, Loose Change.
Yeah.
Congratulations. We just heard a track from it just then that was your tune, Shipwrecked. I'm assuming an ode to the festival.
Definitely, man. It's my little love letter. Actually, the whole EP has been like cooking for, you know, many years, because one of the tracks we made 3-4 years ago, and then the Shipwreck tune was made for the one 2 years ago, and I just made it for as a one-off, and then I rediscovered it and I was like, this is actually cool, and I reworked it and made it, you know, better and stuff. But I'm happy it's out this week. Come to Shipwreck Festival this weekend if you can. And
really tight, you know, a tight little four-tracker, all great tunes, probably a bit more party than stuff that you've released in recent years. Now, what is the inspiration behind these, would you say, dancier numbers?
Definitely, I would say more dancier numbers. Well, you know, I used to be booked to play in the afternoon and mornings and stuff, and so that's the music I made. Pretty music where you can just like close your eyes and sway a little bit, and then people liked it, and then I get booked to play more later sets, and now I only play like at night or something where people want pumping dance floor, but the music I make does not fit there, so I had to make some stuff that I can also play out.
Yes.
And also it's easier to make music that's a little bit more functional for a dance floor, because I don't know, it's just keep it simple.
So if over a couple of years, these four tracks, how they've all obviously come together at different times, but they all sort of work really well together, and you work with a couple of different people on them. Talk us through who you've worked with and why you chose those people.
I worked with Jake Rettler, my co-host from our show here on BFM, The Pulpit, every last Friday of the month. And we worked together because we lived together, of course. And that was before we lived together. It was when we lived in Hamilton and we were the only house and techno boys in town. And so we made this track, I think it's called Kiss Kiss Bang Bang. If you hear it, there's like this super long break in the middle, and I think we just made it to figure out if we can make a break that's really long and almost too long, but keep it interesting. And then we made it and sent it to a couple of people, and they're like, we love it. So if, I know Mel Hay Lady or Miss B and Cyril from Communicate. They've been playing this for years now. And Jake's always very inspiring in general. You know, it doesn't matter how much skill you have in Ableton. A studio session is like everybody there, the ideas, whoever puts them in the computer, I think that doesn't matter. The same with Bosnich.
Who's Bosnich?
Aha. He is George. He's the good George. He's, I think, originally from UK. He's been here for many years now. He's an awesome dude. He's a DJ and music enthusiast. He puts on parties as well now with Beaten Path. He organizes gigs at the Mothership or here and there. And yeah, he has good taste and good ideas.
I mean, how would you say the collaborations brought in fresh perspective?
I love collaborating with people because then I'm not alone with my own thoughts and decision-making things, and I feel like I'm always happy when someone says maybe do that. I'm like, yeah, I'll just do that. They're like, you sure? I'm like, no, let's do that. That's someone else's perspective, which makes it cool in the track, because then I don't have to be like, why is this element there? Does it really need to be there? If someone says I like it, I'm like, okay, you like it, we'll keep it there. It's nice. It's takes responsibility away from me while making the music, and I can just like relax a little bit more.
Mm-hmm. Now, you have a really strong background in blending organic and electronic elements. So how did you approach the sound design on Loose Change?
I think I would say this one, it draws heavily from disco, of course.
Yes.
I mean, and Italo disco, 70s sounds and Simmons drums and, you know, all the toms are very much electro, early 80s electro sounds. And I think those rip. sounds are cool. Okay. And I don't know. I feel like it could be very cheesy and tacky, but I feel in context it works very well.
Yes.
You have to be careful, of course. But I think the beat and the backbeat is just, it's all disco. If you just break it down, it's just Billie Jean. The drums are just that groove. And I think I've done less organic elements in this one. This is straight up disco, and then of course a couple percussions like congas or something, and you know, normal disco percussions, but then big synths and stuff. Less going crazy on the ear candy this time around, because on the dance floor you don't need that, you know. If it's just a simple mono sound system pumping really loud, you need smacky drums.
Yes. Now, Loose Change is out on Loop as of today, so people can check it out. I'm assuming up on all the streamers and available for download.
Shout out Loop.
Yeah. Will any of these tracks get a little vinyl pressing or anything? Any plans to do stuff like that?
No, I don't think so. I mean, no. I would do it if it was something for... you can put on in the afternoon and relax in your recliner with your headphones on. But this streaming is fine.
Excellent. Okay, so this weekend, Shipwrecked?
Shipwrecked, indeed. Friday, if you like this music, come see me play 10:30 to 12:30 on the Shipwrecked stage.
Mm-hmm. Any other gigs planned?
Yeah, next weekend I'm playing at Naked in the Trees.
Where's it? That's like down in King Country, right?
I think so, yeah. It's like going to be a long drive.
Okay.
And I'll be attempting some hybrid sets, so I'll still DJ, but I'll incorporate some synthesizers and drum machines into that.
Excellent.
That reminds me, I have to actually prepare that. And and the weekend after that is going to be Golden Valley in Waihi Beach with Steve Bug and Tom Trago and Jesper. I don't even know who else, but it's from the Lo-Fi crew that run the Kanuka stage at OM. And that's awesome. And the spot is incredible, like in the mountain, in the hills, like overlooking the ocean. Magical spot. Also affordable, wink, wink. And I'm looking forward to that a lot. And then I think I'm free 1 week, and then I have a couple more gigs. My summer season closes off mid-March in Hawke's Bay.
Nice. Excellent. Jonas, a.k.a. Sonoy, thank you so much for coming in to BFM this morning. We're going to go out on Chill Bill. What can you tell us about this track?
Oh, Chill Bill is it's just straight-up dirty disco. And it's all about not to mess with the 808s. If you know, you know.
Cheers, dude. Cheers. Sonoy, Loose Change, out now. We'll be right back. Chill Bill off the brand new Sonoy EP. Ripping tunes. If you're a regular listener, you know that we've been blasting a lot of Sonoy the last few months. Loose Change, out today.